We really have a wonderful God.
我们真是有一位奇妙的神。
And we can catch a glimpse of it because we're wonderful.
我们能够稍微的看到一眼，因为我们也是奇妙的。
You know, you are a wonderful, wonderful person.
你知道你是一个非常奇妙、非常奇妙的人吗？
I know most of us despise ourselves.
我知道大部分人都看不起自己。
But really, we are a wonderful piece of creation.
但是其实我们是一件很奇妙的受造物。
We our body is made and organized.
我们的身体还有我们组成的方式。
It's the strangest thing, our body, and nobody knows really how it works.
我们的身体是很奇妙的东西，没有人知道身体到底是怎么样在运作的。
We keep discovering more mysteries.
人们继续不断在发现更多的奥秘。
So God is a God of love and a God of life.
所以神是爱的神，是生命的神。
And God loves us.
神爱我们。
And that's what this verse is saying.
这就是这节经文所讲的。
This is the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
他说主的灵在我身上。
And he's come to me.
他临到了我。
And he sent me to do something.
他要差遣我做一些事情。
He sent me to tell you that God loves you.
他差遣我告诉你们说神爱你。
He sent me to preach you the gospel, the good news.
他叫我传福音，就是好信息。
That God isn't angry with you.
神没有生你的气。
He's already died to save you.
他早就已经死了，为了拯救你。
He's taken care of your sins.
他已经处理了你的罪。
He's made a way to bless you.
他已经预备了道路，要祝福你。
And so that's what he says.
所以这就是他所说的。
He sent me to heal the brokenhearted.
我医好伤心人。那在。
And so.The Spirit of God sent him.
所以神的灵差遣他
to take care of the people that are in prison.
就是要来照顾那些被掳的人。
And many people are in prison.
很多人都是被掳的，在监狱里面。
You know, sometimes we call it another name.
有时候我们把它用另外一个名称讲。
We call it depression.
我们讲说那就是沮丧。
No, that's a prison.
你知道那是一个监狱吗？
You're all bound up.
整个人都被绑住了。
Bound with fears.
被惧怕给绑住了。
And bound with feelings of discouragement.
被那些灰心的感觉给绑住了。
And you feel you can't do anything.
你觉得你什么都没有办法做。
And if you do anything, it's not going to be good.
如果你觉得好，你做了一些事情，的事情也做不好。
We have shackles upon us of fears of other people and fears of what people think of us.
我们都被惧怕给绑住了，怕别人会怎么样想我们，怕人家。
And we're full of hurts and bruises because people hurt us, speak evil of us.
因为人们伤害我们或是讲我们的坏话，我们的里面充满了很多的伤痕。
Now God knows all about that.
神知道这一切。
And he says, I've come to help in that.
他说我要来帮助你处理这件事情。
Because I care.
因为我关心。
He calls us his children.
神称我们是他的孩子。
He made us.
他造了我们。
And so...Being his children,
所以因为我们是他的孩子
he calls himself our father,
他称他自己是我们的父
and a father and a mother cares about their kids, don't they?
父母都照顾、关心他们的孩子
If they see a little fever, they run to a doctor.
如果他们看到小孩子发了一点点烧就会跑去找医生
If they cry and cry and they're too young to tell you what's the matter,
如果他们年纪太小一直哭一直哭没有办法跟你说到底是怎么回事
Mom and dad will worry and try to find out what
做父母的就会很担心试着要去发现到底怎么回事
hold them this way and hold them that way and turn them upside down and then he will throw it away see if they can help a little bit
他们就会把孩子这样子抱那样子抱然后把他们再整个人倒过来看能不能够稍微帮助孩子一点
because they love them
因为他们爱孩子
because they care
因为他们关心
God cares
神关心
and he wants us to know that
神要我们知道这一点
so we can come to him
好让我们能够到他的面前
not be afraid of him,
不是害怕他的
not stay away from him,
也不是要离他远远的
not turn our back on him,
也不是要 背对着他
and say, well, he doesn't care.
说、哦、他不关心呢
I'll just have to go through my problems alone.
我只好一个人去过那些问题了
I have to suffer this pain alone.
我得单独的来受这个苦啊
Oh, this imprisonment.
这就是一个监狱
Or these depressions.
或是说得单独经历这个沮丧
Or these sicknesses.
或是这个疾病
And all those things.
这一类的事情
No, he's already cared for us.
不，他早就已经为我们处理了
And he wants to open our eyes.
他想要开我们的眼睛
So we can begin to see into the invisible where God is.
好让我们能够在看不见的世界里面看到神是什么
Because God is spirit.
因为神是灵
And spirits are invisible to our eyes.
对我们的眼睛来说灵是看不见的
Their world is higher than ours.
他们的世界高过我们的世界。
But our world is very small.
但是我们的世界是很小的。
We can see in a very small part of the electromagnetic field.
我们可以看到电子磁场的很小的一部分。
Just a little tiny part of that field.
单单是就是那个领域的一小部分而已。
We have instruments that can see more than our eyes can see.
我们有一些仪器能够看得超过我们眼睛所看的。
But God loves us just like we are.
但是神爱我们就是按着我们现在的样子。
And so he has come to earth in the form of Jesus Christ.
所以他以耶稣基督的样式来到了世界。
Because he couldn't come in his big form.
因为他没有办法用那个大的样子来。
So he came as a little baby.
所以他就像一个小婴儿一样的来了。
Was born in Bethlehem.
他生在伯利恒。
But he came for a purpose.
但是他来是有一个目的的。
He came for a wonderful purpose.
他来有一个很奇妙的目的。
Turn to Isaiah 53.
我们一起来看以赛亚书五十三章。
Verse 4.
五十三章第四节。
And 5.
第五节。五十三章，我们来看第四、第五节。他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
He knew as our creator，
他是我们的创造主，他知道。
That the reason for so many of our human problems。
我们人之所以有这么多问题的原因
is what we call sin.
就是我们所称的罪。
Well, for instance, I think everybody knows.
譬如我想每一个人都知道的。
If we eat too much, we're going to get too fat.
如果我们吃太多了，就会变太胖。
And everybody knows.
每个人都知道。
If we eat too much of the wrong thing, we're going to get sick.
如果我们吃东西，不对的东西吃太多了，我们就会生病。
We've all been taught when we were young.
我们在年轻的时候都被这样教导。
Don't eat that, that's poison.
不要吃那个有毒。
So we were little, our parents wouldn't let us eat certain things off of a tree we passed by or anything like that.
就是我们有时候可能经过一棵树还是经过什么东西，我们父母会说哦，那个东西不可以吃。
And many of our own problems we bring upon us.
我们有很多的问题都是自己找来的。
People have complained to me.
人们有的人跟我抱怨。
Nobody loves me.
啊，没有人爱我。
Well.If we go back a little bit further,
如果我们再回溯到远一点好了。
I don't love anybody.
我谁都不爱。
The good book says, if anybody wants friends, show yourself friendly.
有一本很好的书上面这样讲，是说你如果有任何人想要朋友的话，那么你自己就先要表现得友善。
A man was going to move to another city.
一个人他要搬到另外一座城。
And he asked a man from that city.
他就问那座城里的一个人。
How are the people in that city? Are they friendly?
那座城里面的人怎么样？他们是不是很友善？
And the man asked him, How are the people in the city where you live now?
那个人就反问他说，你现在住的那城里面的人怎么样呢？
Oh, he says, we're very friendly here.
他说，哦，我们这里都很友善。
He said, then they will be friendly over there.
他说，那么他们在那里也会友善的。
But if you don't have friends here,
但是如果你在这里没有朋友，
you won't have them there.
你到那里去，你也不会有朋友。
We bring it on ourselves.
因为朋友是我们自己去带来的。
Here's a man is all broken in a wreck. They rush him to the hospital.
有一个人他受了重伤，那人家就把他赶快送到医院去。
Sometimes they can save him.
有时候能够救这个人。
Sometimes they can't save him.
有时候救不了他。
What did that terrible thing to him?
到底是怎么会遭遇到这么可怕的事情呢？
Well, he drank too much alcohol.
因为他喝酒喝太多了。
And then took a drive.
然后去开车。
Now we know better than that, don't we?
我们知道应该那样子不对的。
But lots of people do it.
但是很多人却那样做。
And that's just an illustration.
这只是举一个例子而已。
But there's many of our problems we bring upon us.
但是我们有很多的问题都是自己造成的。
What we call sin.
就是我们所称的罪。
Which in a sense,Is living in a wrong way.
就一方面来说，就是用一个错误的方式在生活着。
And so we bring our problems upon us.
所以我们就自己找来了问题。
And not only that.
不只是这样子。
We bring ourselves in isolation from God.
我们也使得自己跟神隔绝开来了。
For instance,
譬如
when I was a little boy,
当我还小的时候
my father would give me some orders.
我爸爸会跟我下一些命令。
I kept those orders.
我就遵守着那些命令。
We had such lovely relationship.
我们就有很好的关系。
But sometimes I didn't keep those orders.
但是有时候我没有遵守他的命令。
And then we didn't have a good relationship.
那样子我们的关系就不好了。
I remember one time especially.
我特别记得有一次。
They were going away for a week.
他们要离开一个礼拜。
And he gave me a special order because he knew I wanted to do it. He said, don't you do such and such a thing.
他给我一个特别的命令，因为他知道我想要做那件事情，他就说：“你绝对不可以做某某事情。”
And if you do, I will punish you when I get back.
你如果做的话，我回来时候就要惩罚你。
Away they went.
然后他们走了。
Woo! They're gone. I'm free.
哦，他们走了，我自由了。
And so I had a good time doing it.
啊，所以我就做那件事情，做得好高兴。
And then a week later.
然后一个礼拜之后。
My parents drove back in their old car.
我父母他们就开着那辆老车子回来了。
And all the family ran out to greet them.
啊，全家人都跑出去去欢迎他们。
And I walked out to greet them.
我就这样子慢慢走的去欢迎他们。
He must have been a prophet.
他一定是先知。
He looked at me and said,
他看着我说
You've been doing that, haven't you?
你一直在做那件事情，对不对？
I don't know how he knew.
我不晓得他怎么知道的。
But he did.
但是他知道。
You see, my relationship was broken with my father.
我跟我父亲之间的关系就被破坏了。
But it wasn't his fault.
那不是他的错。
It was my fault.
是我的错。
Because I was disobedient.
因为我没有听话。
I did what I knew I should not do.
我做了我知道我不该做的事情。
We call that sin.
我们称那就是罪。
And that's what we have done with God.
我们对神也是这样子。
That's why it's hard to come to meet Him.
这就是为什么很难去见神。
Because we know, because we've got a little thing inside we call conscience.
我们知道，因为我们里面有一样东西，就是我们所称的良心。
And we know he told us not to.
我们知道他告诉我们不要那样做，或是我们不应该那样做。
And so we're not so happy to meet with him.
所以我们就不是那么高兴的想要去见他了。
But the wonderful thing is that he really does love us.
但是奇妙的事情是他真的是爱我们。
And the scripture tells me that.
这节经文这样子告诉我。
That he came to take care of that problem.
就是要处理那个问题。
My father said, "If you do, I will punish you when I get back."
我父亲跟我说，你若做那件事情，我回来的时候就要处罚你。
My father was an honorable man.
我父亲他是一个很。
He kept his word.
他是会遵守自己话语的人。
I'm sorry to say, he had a good memory.
而且我很难过的是，他的记忆力很好。
He remembered his word.
他记得他讲过的话。
So, he did what he said he'd do.
所以他就做了他说他要做的事情。
But he didn't hurt, I did.
但是他没有伤痛，我痛了。
Said, I'm doing this because I love you.
他说我这样做是因为我爱你。
Said, I wish I big enough to love you.
我说哎，我真希望我也够大能够去爱你。
But God's different.
但是神不一样。
He said, "If you do, I'll punish you."
神说，他说我，你若做了，我要惩罚你。
But then something happened.
但是又发生了一件事情。
He loved us.
他爱我们。
And he knew our punishment would be very severe.
他知道我们受的惩罚会很重。
And he didn't want to do it.
他不想要这样做。
Said, "I have a way out."
他说我有一条出路。
I will take their punishment on me.
我会把他们的惩罚担当到我的身上。
As it were, I'll go to jail for them.
就好像是说我为他们去下监狱。
It was worse than that.
比这个更糟糕。
They did arrest him.
那些人逮捕了他。
They did put him in jail.
确实也把他下到监狱里。
They beat him.
鞭打他。
They crucified him.
把他钉十字架。
And he rose again.
他又复活了。
And by doing so,
因着这样做，
he took our punishment.
他担当了我们的惩罚。
And that's why he says in the scripture,
这就是为什么他在这里的经文说，
he took our transgressions upon him.
他为我们的过犯受害。
And he took our sins upon him.
他担当了我们的罪。
And so we're free to come and meet him.
所以我们能够自由的来遇见他。
We're free to come and enjoy the benefits that he came to bring to us.
我们能够自由的来享受他带给我们的好处。
Jesus said, if you believe in me,
耶稣说你若信我
you won't die.
你就不会死。
You'll be translated.
你就会被迁移。
You move out of this house into a better house.
你就会从这个家搬到另外一个更好的家。
Because I died for you.
因为我为你死了。
So because I live,
因为我活着。
You'll live also.
你也要活着。
That's what he did for us.
这就是他为我们做的事情。
A wonderful, wonderful God.
这是奇妙奇妙的神。
And that's the God he wants us to learn to know.
这是他要我们去认识的神。
Not a cruel God.
不是残忍的神。
You know, I've been in many countries.
我去过很多国家。
I've been in India.
我去过印度。
Oh, their gods are so cruel.
他们的假神非常的残忍。
So terribly cruel.
残忍的很可怕。
I've been in China.
我去过大陆。
Buddha.
有佛祖
just an idol that sits there,
就是一个偶像坐在那边
and they believe in the spirits,
他们相信那些邪灵
but he can't help you any.
但是那些没有办法帮助你
I've been in Argentina and South America,
我曾经在阿根廷还有南美
they have their idols,
他们也有他们的偶像
they pray to those idols,
他们跟那些偶像祷告
nothing happens,
没有事情发生
it's just a piece of wood or bronze orGold or silver or something.
那偶像只是一片木头或者是金子银子铜
You buy more at the God shops.
你然后呢你就可以在那个卖神像的店里面买到很多
Sometimes where I came from they pray to their idols.
就是我以前去过的那个国家阿根廷有时候他们对他们的偶像祷告
Oh, you must heal my son.
你一定要医治我的儿子
I'll pay you $1,000.
我要付你1000块钱
I'll put it in the temple.
我会把那个钱放到庙里去
But the son doesn't get well.
但是儿子身体没有变好
So then they punish the son, the idol.
所以他们就惩罚那个偶像
They take a stick and beat it.
就拿一根棍子来打那个偶像
Now if you don't do it, I won't pay anything.
好现在你再不做的话我什么钱都不付了你一定要医治我的儿子
The son doesn't get healed.
这儿子还是没有得医治
So then they take it and put it in boiling water.
然后呢他们就把那个偶像放到滚水里面去
Put it in a hot place.
啊，放在一个很热的地方。
Boil it for a while.
让它给烧一阵子。
How do you like that?
这个你觉得怎么样啊？
Then they put it back on the shelf.
然后再把它放回那个架子。
And they pray to it.
再跟那个偶像祷告。
Nothing happens.
没有事情发生。
Then they take it out and bury it.
然后他们就把偶像拿出去给它埋起来。
Leave it there for a while.
把它留在那里一阵子。
And they'll go ahead and get it back.
然后过一阵再把它拿回来
Wash it off,
把洗一洗
Put it on the shelf,
再放到架子上
Worship it,
再去拜它
Now heal my son,
来现在医治我的儿子
If it still doesn't,
他们还是没有做
They throw it away and buy another one,
他们就把那偶像丢掉去买另外一个
The gods that can't help,
那些假神没有办法帮助
The gods that can't do anything for you,
假神没有办法为你做任何事情
The gods that are cruel,
那些假神是残忍的
Sometimes very cruel.
有时候非常残忍
Especially according to what the priest tell you you have to do.
特别是如果按照那些祭司告诉你你必须做的事情
But the true God isn't like that at all.
但是真正的神一点都不是那样子的
He says, I love you.
他说我爱你
I'm not going to punish you, I'm going to punish me.
我不会惩罚你我要惩罚我自己
So the law is fulfilled, his punishment is meted out.
好让律法能够成全那些要惩罚的事情也做了
But you won't hurt, I will.
但是你不会受伤我会受伤
I gave my life for you.
我为你舍命了
As I said before, where does that heroism come from?
就像我以前讲过的那个英雄主义是从哪里来的呢
If we love someone enough, we'd give our life for them, wouldn't we?
我们如果爱别人我们会愿意为他舍命对不对
Which of you, if you had a son that had a bad kidney and they needed to transplant a kidney, which of you would not give yours?
如果你们当中有一个人，有人儿子肾脏不好，那他需要肾脏移植，你们有哪一个做父母的会不愿意把肾脏给他
？To your own baby.
给你自己的孩子。
Of course you would.
你当然会的。
Why?
为什么
？Because you love it.
因为你爱他。
God loves us.
神爱我们。
He did more than give a kidney.
他要给我们的远超过肾脏。
He gave his life.
他给了他的生命
For God so loved the world,
因为神爱世人
he gave his only begotten son,
他将他的独生子舍了
Whosoever comes to him and believe,
凡是到他面前相信的人
he won't die,
就不会死
he won't perish,
他就不会灭亡。
I've already taken care of that.
我早就已经处理了那件事。
I died for him.
我为他死了。
He'll be alive.
他会活着。
He'll be saved.
他会得救。
Well, how can we really know that?
我们怎么样能够真正的知道这一点呢？
Because when we do what he says,
因为当我们做他所说的，
we find in our own hearts it's true.
我们在自己的心里面就发现那是真的。
Just like you look in a mirror,
就像你照着镜子。
You find I'm different.
你发现说我不一样。
Something happened inside of me.
我里面有事情发生了。
I think differently.
我的思想也不一样了。
I feel different.
我的感觉也不一样了。
I feel so good, so light.
我感觉很好，很轻松。
I feel so free.
我感觉很自由。
Something happened.
有事情发生了。
And we proved it.
我们证明了。
And we're witnesses of it.
我们是他的见证。
And I'm sure many of you are, and perhaps all of you are.
我相信或许你们很多人或者是大家都已经经历过。
And so what I want to do in these services.
所以我在这些聚会当中想要做的事情。
Is share a little bit of the God I know and love.
就是要分享我所认识所爱的神。
The things he showed me through the many years.
就是这么多年来神跟我显明的事情。
So your life can be more rich.
好让你们的生命能够更丰富。
More faith.
有更多的信心
more hope,
有更多的盼望
more love,
更多的爱
and more blessing,
更多的祝福
and I want to be able to pray for you,
我也希望能够为你们祷告
because I found that prayer is very effective,
因为我发现祷告是很有果效的
it isn't like praying to an idol,
不是像对偶像祷告一样
it isn't like praying to some spirit of the sun or spirit of the stars,
也不是像说对那个太阳的灵啊啊，什么星星的神、月亮的神祷告一样。
God has come to be with us.
他是那位来与我们同在的神。
And he hears our words.
他听见我们的话。
He hears even our thoughts.
他甚至听见我们的意念。
And he answers prayer.
他会回答祷告。
I know he answers prayer.
我知道他会应允祷告。
My wife is sitting here.
我太太坐在旁边。
She had asthma.
有一天啊，我太太她气喘。
Doctor said she cannot live in this city.
医生说她没有办法活在这个城里。
Take her away to another city.
把她带到另外一个城里面。
If you don't, she will die.
如果你不这样做的话，她会死。
Her allergies are so bad.
她的过敏很严重。
But we couldn't leave.
但是我们没有办法离开。
One night she was out walking in the dark about 2 o'clock in the morning, trying to breathe.
晚上他半夜两点的时候在外面走试着要呼吸
she came back, she couldn't go anymore.
当他回来的时候他没有办法再下去了他说你为我祷告吧
I can't live this way.
我没有办法这样子生活下去
so I prayed for her.
所以我就为他祷告
the asthma disappeared.
气喘消失了
to this very day she has no allergies of any kind.
一直到今天他都没有任何一种过敏
not one.
一种都没有
not one pollen bothers her.
一点点的花粉都不会影响他
Because he hears us.
因为神听了我们的祷告
He answers our prayer.
他应允了我们的祷告
He loves us.
他爱我们
He is a God that cares and a God that loves.
他是关心我们爱我们的神
Holy Spirit, I'm going to ask you in the name of Jesus Christ.
圣灵我要奉耶稣基督的名跟你求
That youEnlarge and enlighten everyone here.
求你扩大照亮这里的每一位
To understand the greatness of your love and blessing.
明白你的爱跟你的祝福是何等的大
To know that yes, you do love us.
知道你确实是爱我们的
Let the faith of the Holy Spirit come into their heart through the Word of God.
让圣灵的信心借着神的话语进到他们的里面
That they might believe with a greater faith.
好让他们用更大的信心来相信
They might have a greater understanding
有更大的了解
They might have a greater love for you
对你有更大的爱
And be able to receive of your love for them
而且也能够领受你对他们的爱
As you minister to them
当你服侍他们的时候
And so Holy Spirit
所以圣灵
You that have come from the Father to us
你是从父那里来到我们这里的
that Jesus himself sent you to us
是耶稣自己差遣你到我们这里来的
minister to your Chinese brethren
求你来服侍你的中国弟兄姐妹
you call them your brothers and sisters
你称他们为你的弟兄姐妹
and you made us a family so we're all brothers and sisters
你使我们成为一家人所以我们都是兄弟姐妹
so minister to them
所以求你来服侍他们
and bless each one of them
祝福他们每一位
And cause them, Holy Spirit,
圣灵啊，求你使得他们
To open their hearts and minds more and more to you.
心思意念越来越向你打开。
To find you a wonderful God.
来发现你是一位奇妙的神。
A God that is real.
是真实的神。
Is true.
是真的神。
Who never lies.
你从不说谎。
And the things that you've caused to be written down in our book.
你使得写在我们圣经上的书。
Are true.
那些事情都是真的。
With it.Truth has been proved by many thousands of people.
这真理已经被成千上万的人证明了。
Now, Lord, in China,
主现在在中国
you proved yourself.
你证明了你自己。
And you have a beautiful church over there.
你在那里有很美的教会。
With people that have found you wonderful and true.
那里的人发现你是奇妙的，是真实的。
People that have found your love is real.
他们发现你的爱是真的。
You do love your people.
你确实爱你的百姓。
And they found it is true.
他们发现是真的。
And instead of running away from you, they've turned around and said, "My Father."
他们没有跑开离开你，他们而是转过身来说，我的父啊。
And like a lost sheep, they've been found and come home.
就像迷失的羊被找着了，他们回家。
Like one that's wandered away from home and says, "I'm going back home."
就像那位迷途离开家的说，我要回家。
And they come back to you.
他们回到你那里。
Lord Jesus.
主耶稣。
Gather everyone here in your arms.
求你将每这里的每一位都招聚在你的膀臂中。
And more as time goes on.
随着时间的过去。
Manifest your love to them.
求你越来越彰显你自己的爱给他们。
I ask in Jesus' name.
我奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
阿门。
现在让我们一起来分享一首诗歌。
迦南诗选245，我祝愿神的仆人。我祝愿神的仆人平平安安，忠心耿耿，刚强壮胆。我祝愿神的仆人彼此相爱，齐心合力看守葡萄园。主的日子近啊，近在眼前，你看那空中南飞的大雁，古草发青，河流潺潺，冬去春来又一年。我祝愿神的仆人平平安安，忠心耿耿，刚强壮胆。我祝愿神的仆人彼此相爱，齐心合力看守葡萄园。主的日子近啊，近在眼前，你看那空中南飞的大雁，枯草发青，河流潺潺，冬去春来又一